Press's Passion, Wicked Winemakers, First Label, Book 3, written by Heather Slade, read for you by Philip Batley and Stephanie Nemet Parker.
Prologue. Louisa. It warms my heart to see you two together. We've missed you around here, Sorsha said to Press when he and I approached her. I waited for him to argue, tell Sorsha we weren't together, but he only thanked her for her hospitality. Are you staying here tonight, then? She asked.
At Seahorse, but I'll return before 0800.
Shame, she said, nudging me with her elbow.
Sorsha,
her husband Laird admonished. She rolled her eyes and winked at me before saying goodnight.
I fear Sorsha is getting the wrong idea about you and me, Press said when we walked up to the door of the cottage where I was staying on Sorsha and Laird's butler ranch.
She's not the only one, I mumbled more than said.
My apologies.
What for?
If people getting the wrong impression about you and me makes you uncomfortable.
It doesn't. I leaned up, kissed his cheek, and went inside. I'd just finished brushing my teeth, washing my face, and changing into the sweats and t-shirt I slept in when my phone vibrated. I threw myself on the bed and grabbed it, hoping it was Press, asking if I wanted him to read to me before I went to sleep. Something he did to help me keep my nightmares at bay. Instead, when I swiped the screen, I screamed. Part 1. 1. Louisa. Previous October, San Luis Obispo. I'm tired, and I have a lot of homework to do tonight, Jorge. Please just drop me off at my mom's, I said when we left the restaurant where we'd had dinner.
You can hang out a little while longer. We'll watch a movie. You can pick.
I didn't want to go to Jorge's tonight, or any other night. I couldn't stand his roommates and wasn't too crazy about him anymore either. I should have broken up with him before our date tonight, but as usual, I'd chickened out. It wasn't that I was afraid to do it, as much as I hated confrontation. I had skirted it all my life. My childhood memories were riddled with recollections of my parents fighting. The last was when my dad left for a bar after dinner and never came back. He didn't die that night. 4 other people did. A father, a mother, and their 2 kids were on their way home when a drunk driver plowed into their car head-on, killing them all instantly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?